what I do, you know, I act as a consultant, as a broker, and as, you know, a facilitator of capital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, what that means is I, my customers are entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. real estate investors, mm-hmm. Business owners that are usually small to medium-sized business owners, and you're up to about $100 million in revenue. Once they get to that point, they don't need me. Mm-hmm. They have a team of people that normally do kind of what mostly what I do.
Yeah, so your job is already done.
Yeah, well, listen, Coca-Cola doesn't need Nick Matthews, right. But if they want to make the phone call, I'll pick up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You better.
Yeah. You know, what I end up doing is I get to know who's that person, who's that business owner, why are, you know, who are they, what's their story, why did they start this business, or what's the point of this project? Mm-hmm. Start getting, you know, the ins and outs of that. Mm-hmm. And just in doing that process, you know, I find a lot of the time, the owner, you know, I find differences in what they want versus what they need. Mm-hmm. I find differences in how they see the company and how I see it, or a third party may see the company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of me can't blame them, you know, as a business owner, that's your baby.
Yeah, of course.
And you always say you're going to have the best, you know, that rosy colored glasses looking out, right? Everything's, you know, well, no, don't worry. It's going to be fine. You know, which sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. And right. Those are definitely the hard times when you got to explain that. But part of what I do is showing them, okay, well, actually, so these things aren't what you think they are, but mm-hmm. this is how we can optimize them or fix them.
Right.
And then normally that will lead to a capital need. Mm-hmm. Or if they already have a plan in place, okay, well, we need X amount of dollars to acquire ABC company, or we're looking for a $2 million line of credit because we're taking out contracts from Disney or whatever the situation may be. Mm-hmm. It's really digging down and figuring out the components of the deal and what they have and how to help them get it.
So let me ask you, so when you find an investor a deal, right, has it ever like gone south, or does that wouldn't even affect your business because it's like, okay, I'll give you this opportunity. If you choose to put money behind it, then it's all yours. I get paid like this. But if it goes south, that has nothing to do with me.
Well,
like,
no, not at all, unfortunately. Okay. Well, my job's two-facing.
Okay.
The easiest thing for me to do is develop the relationships with the money guys.
Okay.
I know all kinds of bankers, big and small. Mm-hmm. I know private investors or investment groups or equity funds. You know, whether it be through my experience in the banking and finance industry, or whether it may be my experience actually trying to start my own bank, running my own businesses and seeking out those people and developing those relationships myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a large network of money people.
Right.
But my job's two-facing. One of my clients is the actual, you know, entrepreneur or you know, business owner, and then it's the money source, the funding source on the other side as well. I have to you know, take care of both sides.
Okay.
And it's understanding this side and this side, and then finding what I like to say is, you know, finding a source of funds that match, but mm-hmm. also not just from a money wise, but from an industry understanding.
Okay.
And one that's philosophically aligned.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna, you know, just kind of, you know, throw it out there where, if I have a younger team of entrepreneurs that have a very tech-oriented product that has no actual physical assets, and maybe they don't produce a widget,
okay,
I'm not going to take those to maybe a more traditional, older, pure banking philosophy that's normally used to dealing with someone that's making nuts and bolts and you know, something tangible.
Yeah,
right. I need someone who understands the industry, understands why they need the money they do, the cash burn. Because part of also what I help do is prepare financial projections, understanding the true business plan and how this is going to work.
Okay.
And so finding the funder that matches that mm-hmm. is also what helps make this work, because they can work together as true partners.
Right.
The last thing I want is anyone in the deal to be unhappy.
Okay.
You know, and the happier these two are with each other, the, you know, better I did my job.
Absolutely.
And the better these two will help each other succeed. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, there are plenty of brokers out there where you call them, they'll get you the money to do almost whatever you need. Mm-hmm. Will it be the money you needed? Maybe not. Will it be with the relationship that you needed? Maybe not. You know, what's the thought that goes into preparing your package? Do you even understand what your package is? There's a lot of time that there's that too. How I'm going to present it mm-hmm. and then what this is going to get you and what the total package is going to be. Because, you know, it used to be in the days where a business owner had, you know, their attorney, their CPA, their banker, you know, and their insurance guy. And that was the partners to being a successful small business. And nowadays, you know, everything has gone so digital and so transaction oriented and so limited, where people just kind of want to text something or press a button somewhere.
You think that's helping your business? Think the way things are more so technical now?
It depends on where those things are applied to. But on the things like customer service, true expertise and understanding a profit and loss statement, a balance sheet, digging into real, like, okay, what's going to be your cash burn to and what your cash needs are going to be to prepare an accurate, you know, financial projection. You know, that takes someone with true expertise, not just transactional experience. It's getting to know who you are, getting to know the business, having the accounting background. But then also, like I said, it's not only how to talk to the funders, right? The guys with the money, what they're looking for, and it's helping shape that. You know, so you're a salesman, a financial analyst. You're all these positions in one, you know, on what all I consider my ours. Us at NJM Capital Consultants, and we're a full service shop.
Okay.
If you have nothing, take us on. We'll help you get that started.
Yeah.
If you have something already, don't worry. We'll work with you to make sure that's what you need, and still take you from wherever else you need to be. You know, no matter where you are in the spectrum, you know, we know we can bring something to the table to help you
get it
done.
There we go. That's what I like to hear, man. Ooh, sounds like we got some business. Okay.
Always, you know, but, almost too much.
But now.